Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
So Jake brought this to me, knowing how much I love this business space perspective. So this co-CEO, co-founder of the spaceperspective.com is Jane Poynton. Hey, Jane, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
You guys, this is real. This is coming out of Kennedy Space Center, and this is going to be an operative space mission, per se. I mean, to the mesosphere, anyway.
You got it. Yeah, so we're going to take people up to the edge of space, just over 20 miles up, and we want to be able to give people that extraordinary view of Earth that astronauts go on and on about. And we really want to be able to show that to people, but in a really sort of gentle and accessible way. So we're using huge balloons that are the size of a football stadium when they're fully inflated, and carrying up a capsule that people can sit gently in as we take them up on about a six-hour journey up to the edge of space and back again.
Now, this technology already exists, per se. Like, we know that we can make a pressurized capsule. We know we can make a balloon that big. We just haven't combined it all and had the inaugural run of it. So it's definitely possible. It's not
exactly
like you're
right.
You're trying to sell us something that's going to be a technology that's never been tried. So we know that's real. The idea of this is so fantastic and interesting and wonderful and terrifying at the same time. Like, all right, you know, I'll ask the obvious question. What's plan B for the uh-oh? Like, we go up, a piece of space debris, something comes crashing in, something pops the balloon.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, well, of course, we're going to have super safety things on this vehicle called Spaceship Neptune. So the primary safety system that carries the capsule is the balloon, as you said. And then in between the capsule and the balloon is a partially pre-deployed parachute so that if anything, in the unlikely event anything goes wrong with the balloon, the parachute just takes over and brings everything safely down.
Jesus Christ. Now, being a skydiver and understanding that, like, you're talking about a balloon the size of a football stadium, then you're talking about a parachute that is holy hell big.
Yes, it's going to be one of the largest parachutes around.
Now, this trying to call it out. I'm wrapping my head around it because, hey, I've loved the idea of commercial space travel. And I've watched Branson go through it, Elon Musk go through it, all these different companies, you know, trying to get there and make it affordable so that somebody can get and at least have that view of this beautiful world. Holy hell, we're going to have to come up with another balloon or even another one, because that parachute idea, has anybody ever tried anything like that? Well, I guess we have on a much smaller scale. The guy jumped out of the Red Bull space of the balloon, didn't he?
Well, our team actually, I'm sorry, I'm just going to brag a second here. Our team broke that record. We took Alan Youssef, Google executive, up a couple of years later, took him higher to 136,000 feet in a spacesuit underneath the balloon. And he then free fell for almost 5 minutes, broke the speed of sound, opened his parachute, and landed gently. And also part of that, we actually flew parafoils at the kinds of altitudes that we're going to be at, and very successfully. And the size of these parachutes that we're going to be flying are things that have been flown before.
Wow.
And used in much more dynamic situations than here. I mean, remember, we're going very slowly. We're going at 12 miles an hour as we go up and down. So we're going at bicycling speed to the edge of
right.
space. This is completely different from thinking about any kind of rocket flight.
Right. But it's just so fascinating that this is going to happen in my lifetime. It's incredible. Now, how are you going to eventually, you know, you're going to obviously have to get the price down because there are only so many people that will be able to do it. Do you think that eventually there'll be a way to take that price lower?
Yeah, we really want to make this accessible to as many people as possible. So that's absolutely our intention. So as I think you know, we haven't set the price yet. We think the price is going to be on the order of half of the sort of going rate for other suborbital flights. So that puts us at something like $125,000. So, you know, it's still up there, because we are going to space after all. But we do anticipate being able to bring that down over time.
What is the so people understand where it is, and it's out of the stratosphere. You're leaving the stratosphere. What's the temperature at the highest point you guys predict?
Oh yeah, so actually the coldest point is as you kind of transition from the troposphere to the stratosphere, and it's like -80 degrees. Is that Fahrenheit? I think.
Yes.
It's pretty chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is going to be comfortable. You're going to be in there with less than 20 people. There'll be a bar, which is fantastic, and because you got to have something to do for 6 hours, and in a bathroom, obviously, and I'm amazed. The whole process to me is going to be amazing. Like, who's gonna take the ride up? Like, what will be their point? Because there's no real per se piloting this, correct? I mean, you're going to be at the whim of the wind, and you're going to land where you're going to land.
Yeah, so the pilot will have some duties on board. You know, as you said, we do go with the winds, but we do have a little bit of control about, obviously, the speed of descent, and that then tells us where we're going to land. And we have extremely accurate ways of figuring out where it's going to land. So the recovery crew will be right there when it lands. So the pilot will actually be primarily on board to help everybody who's on board, and then the co-pilot will be on the ground. So the thing can be completely crewed from the ground as well.
From liftoff to landing, what will the distance between those two points be predicted? What's the predicted distance between those two?
Well, that will change depending on the time of the year, but the maximum it would be is about 200 miles, but most of the time it'll be much less than that.
That's so great, and because I've gone up with a few crazy bastards in balloons before, and I had one pretty solid horrific crash in one, which was very fun in itself. But it is an incredible feeling, like to be under a balloon is unlike anything else. I've done everything from experimental aircraft, you know, and across the board into skydiving, but a balloon is so very different than any other feeling, because obviously inside there it's going to be very quiet, but it's just so slow and gentle, and because it does go with the wind, it's the lack, there's no feeling of speed at all.
Exactly. So that is precisely what we're trying to give people, so that when they're in space, at the edge of space, and the sky is inky black, and you're seeing the curvature of the Earth and the thin blue line and that whole bit, you can, you know, you're not being overstimulated by vibe and G-forces and all of that, so that you're going to actually be able to relax and really absorb the experience of seeing our incredible planet in space.
You know, at some point, this has to turn into a secondary chamber where you can do some kind of an EVA out onto a ledge, like the Toronto, the tower in Toronto, the CN Tower.
Oh, yeah. I can foresee all kinds of interesting permutations. Once we're off the ground with this initial eight-passenger, single crew member, all in this comfortable Neptune capsule, I certainly foresee us getting into overnight stays. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we can do to extend the different kinds of activities that we can do with this.
Well, look, you could sell it out right now with wealthy people's kids getting married. I mean, you could for years. You could literally sell this every ticket for forever because it's just going to be that kind of a sought-after thing. If you're just joining the show, Jane Poynter, who's the co-CEO, co-founder of SpacePerspective.com, thespaceperspective.com. Now, tell me, what's your background? Are you entrepreneur or scientist or both?
I have been in the commercial space commercial space flight industry for decades. So I don't know if you recall back in the early 90s, this project called Biosphere 2.
Sure.
Where eight of us were sealed inside this miniature version of planet Earth. So it was a privately funded miniature version of planet Earth that was, to some degree, a prototype for a space base on another planet. And I was hooked. So I was involved in that. I was involved in the design, and I was involved in the crew inside. And so after that, that was it. I was done. I'm like, oh yeah, we got to figure out how to get us all up to space because this kind of thing is too cool.
Yeah.
So that was back in the early 90s. And so since then, I co-founded a company called Paragon, which is still going great guns. It's doing all kinds of interesting life support systems and missions to the moon. So that's super cool. Then we did this thing with Alan Eustis where we took him up and dropped him from 136,000 feet on purpose. And then we started a company called Worldview, which is a stratospheric balloon company, but it does balloons for remote sensing and remote communications. So we have this long history in sort of life support, space technologies, and also these kinds of ballooning systems.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, we'll stay in touch, Jane, because I can't wait to see this. And remember, it's very nice to bring media aboard these beginning flights. You probably need a radio guy from Kansas City to go with you.
Well, we'll be able to live stream from up there.
Well, listen, but nothing beats a live broadcast from there. Don't make me beg.
You got it.
Right. Listen, thespaceperspective.com. And what's your projected opening date?
So we anticipate having a first uncrewed test flight early next year. And we're several years out from being able to take people up.
All right. Very good, Jane. I appreciate you. Stay right there. Hold on. Stay with Jake. Don't make me beg, broad. By the way, she really did. They're not kidding. They did set the new mark with the guy and drop him out 136,000 feet with 5 minutes of free fall before deploying his parachute. Here's the crazy bastard. The last time I had seen it was the Red Bull guy. You remember watching that?
All I can think of is like towards the end of Kingsman. That's the other one where I saw somebody come down.
No, this if you've never seen the videos, have you? No, it looks like he's literally by himself and he walks off the edge of the platform. He goes up and up and he's got it's basically a spacesuit or a flight suit because you're sealed pressure-wise because you're so high.
Right.
You'll freeze to death plus the pressure issues and the oxygen issues. And you see the guy just open the door and he's like, I guess this is where I get off.
Jeez.
And then he literally walks off the edge of it as the capsule just leaves him. And he hits terminal velocity. And remember how thin the atmosphere is. So he broke the speed of sound.
You're wired a different way to even be a part of that.
Yeah.
Because I'd be that person. I'm going to come back in from the ledge.
Well,
it may have been a mistake. And you can't.
By yourself.
You can't. There's no come back in.
So then he's a human being. And he passes the 760 mile an hour mark. He's falling at greater than 760 miles an hour with not an airplane, his body and the suit as he breaks the speed of sound.
Has anyone checked on him since? And I mean that
no,
legitimately, like how you come away from that.
Why would you? I mean, as long as you land okay, you're fine.
Would just have to change you, I would think. Something fierce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.